We will be continuing our study from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们会继续来查考《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章。
We will be looking at Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 12 to 22.
我们会从《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第12到22节来看。
I will first ask Jiping to read in Chinese while I want to meddle with my computer a little bit.
我们先用中文来念。帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十二节。弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的功。 要用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。我们又劝弟兄们，要警戒不守规矩的人，勉励灰心的人，辅助软弱的人，也要向众人忍耐。你们要谨慎，无论是谁都不可以恶报恶，或是彼此相待，或是待众人。 常要追求良善，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。不要消灭圣灵的感动，不要藐视先知的讲论，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Let's read from chapter 5, verse 12. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idols, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repay anyone evil for evil, for any always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit, do not despise prophecies, but test everything, hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. In fact, we have been studying the book of Thessalonians for quite a while.
我们查看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》已经有好些时间了。
So we, in the first three chapters, Paul basically defends his authorship.
在前三章，保罗基本上是要告诉他们他是这个作者。And
subsequently, in chapter 4, we see that he start giving instruction to the church of Thessalonica.
从第四章开始，他就给这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会一些指示。Firstly,
in first chapter 4, verse 1, he talk about how to walk in such a way to please God.
在第四章第一节，他教导他们要如何的行，可以讨神的喜悦。And
then subsequently, in the second half of chapter 4, he talks about the hope of resurrection. He talks about the Christian who died, who passed away before the second coming. What should we expect? So he talks about the hope of physical resurrection.
第四章的下半段，他谈到了基督徒，在这个复活有盼望，因为有一些人在耶稣基督还没在来的时候已经离世了，所以他就教导他们要如何对这个基督再来还有基督徒复活要有盼望。And
chapter 5 is talk about the day of the Lord.
第五章就讲到这个主的日子。
And we know that we spend some time on the day of the Lord is meant for judgment.
我们也花了一些时间查考这个主的日子，就是审判的日子。
So because God's going to judge sinners and sin, we need to learn to live a holy life.
因为神 必定审判罪人，也会审判罪，所以我们必须学习活出一个圣洁的生命。
And now we come to chapter 5 verse 12，
我们现在来到第五章第十二节。
And verse 12 basically from 12 to 22 is talking about church life.
从第五章第十二到二十二节基本上是讲到这个教会的生命。
Firstly, you look at chapter 12, verse 12 to 13, it talks about how believers, how Christians need to treat their pastors. We read in verse 12, we ask you, brother, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord.
特别是第十二到十三节，这里谈到的是信徒与牧者的关系。因为我们看第十二节，这里说，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人。
So it talks about how to treat your pastor, how to treat the leaders of the church.
这里讲到是如何的对待教会的牧师、教会的领导人。
And then secondly, from verse 14 to 15, it talks about how to treat one another. You say, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help. It talks about brothers among brothers. How do you do that? How to admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, patient with all.
第十四到十五节，这里就讲到信徒彼此之间的关系，因为他这里说要劝弟兄们警戒不守规矩的人，鼓励灰心的人，辅助软弱的人等等的。
And verse 16 says, Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Here we are talking about the Christian's relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you rejoice because of the Lord? How do you pray to Him? How do you give thanks to Him? And so on.
第十六到十九节，这里要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩，这一些都是讲到信徒与耶稣的关系。
And lastly, you will see that in chapter 5 verse 20 to 22, it talks about how do we view the pulpit, how do we listen to the sermon preach.
第二十到二十二节就是指信徒与讲道或者讲台的关系，我们要如何的听到呢？要如何的来到讲台的面前学习？
So here the whole section from 12 to 22 is talking about church life.
所以从十二到二十二节，这里整段是讲到教会的生命。
And I must tell you, church is very important in the eyes of the Lord.
我要告诉你，在神的眼里，教会是非常重要的。
And especially this church is built by our Lord Himself.
尤其是教会是我们的主自己所建立的。
And in Matthew 16:18, he says, "I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church."
马太福音十六章十八节，耶稣说：“我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。”
We talk about this before. Peter is small rock, the big rock, the rock that is foundational rock. That's talking about Jesus Christ. I will build my church. Who built the church is Jesus Christ, not me, not you, not anyone. It's Jesus Christ Himself will build the church. So this church, it is built by His own hand, His own life, His own blood.
我们曾经谈过，这个彼得在原文里是指着小石头，所以耶稣说，彼得这个小石头，不过耶稣会把他的教会建造在磐石上。这一个是耶稣所建造的教会，不是我所建造的，不是你所建造的，是耶稣以他的宝血，以他的生命建造的。
And he said, he continued to say that the gate of hell shall not prevail against it.We are member of the church. Hell cannot overtake us.
耶稣继续说，阴间的权柄不能胜过他，所以我们属于教会的这个阴间的权柄不能够胜过我们。
So how do we operate in the church? How do we perform? How do we do church? It's very important that we follow the Lord's plan.
所以我们在教会里要如何的行，教会要如何的操作，这一个就是必须要跟着主的旨意。
And so we must understand, in the Bible it talks a lot, and we do emphasize a lot here, the church is the pillar and buttress of the truth.
我们常常在这里有强调的就是教会是真理的柱石和根基。
So subsequently, these few weeks, we will be talking about church life.
所以在来临的几个星期我们都会谈到教会的生命。
And we will take this section by section, verses by verses.
我们可以逐章逐节的讲。
For now, let's review, and we talk about this many times before. What is the purpose or the role or the motive of the church?
我们首先复习一下这个我们都常常提到教会的任务是什么。
So the church is meant to worship, exalt the Lord, entrench in the word, equip the saint, and evangelize the world.
我们提到的就是教会的任务是必须要敬拜上帝，要持守真理，要装备信徒，而且要普世宣教。
And we know we talk about this a lot of times, so those who have been attending this church understand that the importance of all these items.
如果你在我们教会有相当长的时间，你会知道这一些都非常重要。
And we always emphasize,As a Christian, when we believe in the Lord, when we repent and believe in the Lord, the Lord need not leave us as an orphan, but He places us in the church under the care of the church.
我们常说，当我们信主的时候，主没有把我们撇下，当作孤儿一样，他把我们放入教会里头，就是他的家。
And in the church, He appoint leaders, pastors, teachers to shepherd to care for them, to counsel them, to warn them, to grow them.
在教会里，神立了这个牧师，还有立了这个带领的人，为的就是要牧养这些信徒，带领还有劝告这些信徒。
And we talk about this. What is the pastor's job? What is the elder's job? What is the leader's job in the church?
我们提过这个牧者或者是长老或者带领人在教会里的这个工作是什么。
So we talk about the importance of preaching for the pastor. The important job is he has to preach and he has to counsel, that means pastoral care, and he need to protect the sheep, that means the warning them about false teaching, false prophet, and he has to have leadership. I call this premiership. And then I think most important, I also believe that we need to prepare the church for the second coming.
牧者的工作非常重要的就是首先必须要讲道，要教导这个神的话，第二就是要辅导这个信徒，第三要保护信徒，要警告这些信徒有关这个假教师等等的，还有做有这个领导的工作，还有非常重要的就是要预备装或者装备这个信徒，预备主再来。
So you see that this is the pastor's job.
这个就是牧者的工作。
So what the pastor do, he has to work very hard to make sure that people are saved. He has to work very hard so that the believers have unity of faith, and then he has to work very hard to make sure everyone is accepted before the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这一方面，牧者的工作是非常艰难的，因为他必须要在这一方面非常劳苦的讲道，要非常劳苦的要保护这个信徒，而且非常劳苦的帮助他们预备主再来。
And I do a survey, or rather I do the Google. If you Google, you'll find pastor quit or quitting pastor. Why pastor quit? Then I find that 30-40% of the pastor quit the first 5 years of ministry.
我在网上查询发现了有30%-40%的这些牧师在前五年的这个事工就已经辞职了。
很多时候 most of the time it is about 25% of such is due to conflict, and the other 20% is due to burnout.
很多时候这些牧者会辞职的原因是因为他们是在教会里出现的这个争执，还有有些是因为他们非常的劳累。
So you know the word and the brain don't think alike, don't sing together.
所以你知道有些时候
I think in Chinese and my words comes out in English.
有些时候我所想的是中文，不过我讲的是英文。
And 60-80% of the pastor resign in the first 10 years of ministry.
有六到八成的牧者在前十年的这个事工就会辞职。
The survivor after 10 years probably 10 to 20%.
只有两成的牧者会超过十年。
And 80% of the pastor feel very discouraged.
有八成的牧师觉得很灰心。
And 70% always fight depression.
七成的牧者他们会面临这个忧郁。
And 84% feel that always receive call within 24 hours of the day.
还有八成的这个牧者会每在24小时里头都是常常会接受这个电话。
Most of the pastors over 50% feel that they are overwhelmed by the job.
超过五成的牧师觉得他们的工作太过的繁重了。
And 48% feel that the demand on them is more than they can take.
48%觉得他们不能够承受这个压力。
And if you do this survey, you read this survey, you find that most pastors feel lonely, sometimes burnt out, sometimes they are angry, sometimes they are very depressed.
当我们看这些牧者的时候，我们会发现他们常常会觉得很孤单，而且觉得忧郁，也是非常愤怒等等的这些感情。
With this background, you.I would think you will appreciate what Paul has written here in chapter 5, verse 12.
我们有了这样的一个背景，回来看保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节所写的，我们可能会更加容易的明白。
So today we will be focusing on chapter 5, verse 12 and 13 alone.
今天我们只注意第十二到第十三节。
And he talks about how to treat your pastor.
这里讲到的是基督徒要怎样对待你的牧者。
Let's look at the text. We ask you, brothers. He's basically Paul addressing Paul Timothy. They addressing the brothers, the church in Thessalonica, asking them. We ask you to respect those who labor among you, those who are over you in the Lord, and those who admonish you.And to esteem them very highly in love because of their work, and be at peace among yourself.
第十二节，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的，又因他们所做的工，用爱心格外尊重他们。你们也要彼此和睦。
So over here, you can see that this.Two verses talking about how Christians should respect, esteem their leaders.
这里这两节教导基督徒要如何的敬重他们的带领人。
So just now, if you understand the pastor's job, the shepherd's job, how difficult and how they feel, here Paul is urging them, hey, you need to respect, you need to honor, you need to esteem them.
刚才我们提到了这个牧者的工作是何等的艰难，而且他们很多都是常常面临这个灰心，还有这一些不同的这些情感之后，我们回来看这里，保罗说你们要敬重这一些劳苦的人。
Obviously, if you're a serious student of the Bible, you'll say, "Hey, Paul, right? This thing he has no 21st century pastor in mind. He's talking about first century Thessalonica church. He's not talking about the survey that we just present to you."
如果你是一个很忠心的学生的话，你可能会说，哎呀，那个是。我们刚才所看的这些调查是二十一世纪教会的调查。保罗在写这封信的时候是给第一世纪帖撒罗尼迦的这一个牧者。
And then, of course, you know what? You need to know in the first century Thessalonica church what happened to them.
当然，我们必须要知道在第一世纪帖撒罗尼迦的教会那里到底发生了什么事情。
And you remember, Paul was booted out of the city because of the mob that they created. Because they preached the gospel, people believed, and the rest of the Jews not happy with this, and they have a mob and then throw them out of the city.
当然，我们记得保罗在帖撒罗尼迦那里传福音的时候，有一些人信了耶稣，不过那些不信的犹太人起了这一个争议，把保罗给赶离了城市。
So the founder of the church already left, the church is left with no founder. So Paul raised up the younger generation to lead the church, and the rest of the members not happy about this.
所以当时这个教会的创办人被赶走了，所以创办人就是保罗，他就立了一些比较年轻的带领人带领帖撒罗尼迦的教会，可是帖撒罗尼迦教会有许多人却非常不高兴。
And remember in the beginning we found that after church, after Paul left, there are other false prophets coming into the church, start spreading wrong teaching about eschatology, wrong teaching about how they should behave. Some of them are idle, some of them refuse to work, some of them disturb others. All the wrong teaching and wrong moral standard that they implemented. So Paul asking them, the new leader, you need to exercise your authority, you need to exercise your power, and you need the rest of the members need to follow them.
我们也记得当保罗离开了之后，就有了假教师进到教会里头，教导这些假的教训，讲到这个末世论，还有他们的行为等等的都出现了问题，所以保罗就教导这些新的带领人必须要好好的教导主的话，好好的行这个他们的生命要必须圣洁等等的。
And John Stott basically spent quite a number of time and arguing that in 1 Thessalonica church at that moment they already appoint Aristarchus and Secundus, two of them to be the leader according to John Stott.
斯托德就是一个非常出名的这个解经家，他在这一方面就提到了这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会当时就已经立了这个亚里达古和西公都来带领教会。
And some scholars say, oh, at that time, elder has not been appointed. But John Stott did some work and he believed that according to Acts 20:40 and many other research that he has done, these are the two men Paul appointed to lead the church.
有一些学者觉得那个时候还没有教会还没有这个长老，不过斯托德在这一方面就下了苦功，在使徒行传20章第4节那里就知道了有这两个人，他们开始带领教会。
So when these two young relatively new, you know, it's usually the way, if the founder is not around, the members are not respecting each other and say, why should I listen to you? And Paul is asking them, look guys, you need to respect your leader, you need to esteem them highly in love for their work.
这一种情况是非常普遍的，就是当这个教会的创办人不在他们当中的时候，他们彼此不尊重，也不尊重这个新的带领人，所以保罗就写信给他们，告诉他们必须要敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人。
So if we look carefully at this two verses, we will find that there are six verbs, if you like to say, the six verbs that describe the work of the leaders or the pastor or the shepherd, and he described another three for the pastor, the shepherd, another three, how do you treat them? So I divide this section into God's expectation for the shepherds and God's expectation for the sheep.
我们看这两节经文的时候会发现有六个动词，有三个动词是这个牧者所做的工，有三个动词就是这个信徒所应该做的，所以我在这里分段为神对牧者的要求还有神对信徒的要求。
So if you look at these two verses again, he says that Paul said, we ask you brothers to respect is a verb. Said respect those who labor among you. Labor belongs to the pastor, respect belongs to the sheep. How to treat the pastor, and the pastor are over you in the Lord, and then again the pastor have to admonish you. What do the pastor do? He's labor among you, over you, in charge of you, and admonish you.
我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，所以这个敬重就是信徒所应该做的，劳苦就是这个牧者所做的，就是在主里面治理你们劝诫你们的，所以牧者的工作分为劳苦、治理还有劝诫。
So let's focus a little bit on the word labor.
让我们首先看劳苦这个词。
The word labor actually is kopio. That's the word in Greek is called kopio.
这个劳苦在希腊文里面其实就是 kopio.
应该是 kopi o. So easy to remember is kopi o. You know that it means laboring, toiling, work very hard to the point of exhaustion.
其实它真正的这个 读法是 kopi o. 不过 kopi o 就很容易记得，因为我们记得这个劳苦就是 kopi o.
So here you're talking about, it's very interesting that he say, respect those who labor, toil, work very hard among you.
我们这里看, 劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人。
And I told you guys before in the past, you know, a lot of people say, oh, my pastor is Timothy Keller. It sounds very big if you associate the big name. Or my pastor is John MacArthur. Or my pastor is Rick Warren. Or my pastor is whatever big name. My question is this pastor among you? And remember what we talk about Jesus Christ say, good shepherd knows the sheep and he called them by name. Unless Timothy know your name, don't call him your pastor.
我常常跟大家提过，有许多人会称，哦，我的牧师是 Timothy Keller，或者我的牧师是 John MacArthur，或者是我的牧师是 Rick Warren，这些非常出名的这些传道人，有些人就称他们为自己的牧师。可是我记得跟大家讲过，这个好牧人，他认识这个羊群，他也知道这个羊群的名字。 所以我就要问大家，Timothy Keller知道你是什么名字吗？如果他不认识你的话，他不在你当中，他不是你的牧师。So
we are thankful all for their teaching ministry, and I encourage you to listen on the video, on the internet and so on. But you still need a local pastor who know the local culture, who know the your spiritual state, that able to encourage you when you are down, able to guide you and lead you in your life.
我们感谢主，因为这有一些传道人，他们忠心传讲神的话，我也会鼓励你们。如果是有时间的话，能够在网上听他们的讲道。不过同时间，你也必须要委身于这个教会里头，在教会里才有这个牧师在你的当中来带领你。
And we talk about the definition of church.
我们讲到这个教会的定义。Definition
church, of course, in the Bible, it talk about the universal church and the local church.
当然在圣经里面有讲到这个普世的教会，也有讲到这个地方的教会。When
you become a Christian, you already part of Christ's body that is universal. You already inside Christ's body is a universal. This church belongs to everyone who believe in Jesus Christ is part of the church.
当你成为基督徒的时候，也就是所有信主的人都会立刻成为这个主普世的教会的一份子。And
you, when you read the Bible, you also hear that the church in Thessalonica, the church in Corinth, the church in Ephesus, the church in all the location, meaning you need to join a local church, although you belong to the universal church.
不过当你读圣经的时候，也有提到这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会。 哥林多的教会、以弗所的教会等等的，也就是说，你虽然是属于主普世的教会一份子，不过同时间你也必须要委身于当地的一所教会。
If you do not commit yourself in the local church, you rob yourself from God's resources, the God's gift, God's blessing for you, because the Lord placed teacher, shepherd. Teachers in the church and place brother and sister among them to guide you, to love you, to care for you. And if you leave the church without committing to one, you are at the risk of being disobeying the church and also being backsliding.
如果你不委身于一个当地的教会， 这样的话，你就是错过了神要给你的祝福，因为神或者主他要我们在教会里头受到弟兄姐妹彼此的这个爱护，这个彼此的相爱、彼此的扶持，还有这些等等的帮助，你不委身于地方的教会，你是错过了这一切的祝福，而且你也是在违反神的教训。
And for a pastor to take care of the flock or the sheep, or for a shepherd to take care of, do you know this is a very messy job?
你知不知道牧者要照顾这个羊群是非常艰辛的工作？
You know, if the real 牧羊人 the shepherd for the sheep is first thing they have no direction and they will not rest. It's very troublesome to take care of sheep if you understand the job of the herdsman. But in the church, when you have people, you have problem, and you have problem, that you know.Even among brother and sister, among husband and wife, among the family relationship, the relationship problem is very messy.
如果你是明白这个真正牧羊人的工作，这个羊群他们又不肯歇息，也是常常迷失方向。这个带领这个羊群是非常艰难的工作。讲到教会里头，我们是提到这个。彼此之间的关系，夫妻之间的关系，弟兄姐妹之间的关系，还有这个家庭里的关系，常常都是非常复杂，而且非常难带领的。
So when you understand when Paul said work hard, you know he's not only have to preach, he has to counsel them how to obey God's word, and he has to deal with a lot of individual issues and how to help them. So a pastor needs a lot of wisdom and a lot of patience and a lot of energy to attend to the sheep.
所以当保罗这里提到劳苦的时候，我们就知道这不只是讲道罢了。他必须要辅导这个羊群，帮助他们搞好彼此之间的关系，这些非常非常多非常繁忙的事情。
And Paul said he described himself as a mother and also as a father, and he has to take care of them and how to encourage them and how to console them.
保罗形容自己为父亲，又形容自己为母亲，要怎样的去辅导这些信徒，怎样的去带领他们。
And he usually used the word I work among you day and night with tears.
他常常都会说我是含着泪水在你们当中日夜劳苦。
So you see this job is a very difficult job.
所以这一个工作是非常艰难的工作。
Many people look at the pastor's job is just standing up there and preach a nice sermon and end of the whole story, which is not true, because the pastor actually haveCome to know a lot of difficult situation, and all this psychological or mental or counseling issue is on his heart. And he say, Paul say, who suffer he does not suffer, who have tear he does not weep in the heart.
有很多人看牧者的工作，以为牧者的工作只是讲一篇很好的道就已经完了。不过其实牧者的工作还有许多这些在背后的辅导。这些人与人之间的问题等等的，他都知道这一切的问题，所以保罗常常说，他与那些流泪的一起哭泣，他也与那些受苦的一同受苦。
So the pastor's job is to help the believers how to solve their issue with the wisdom from the scripture and guide them to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord.
所以牧者的工作就是必须要用这个主的话来带领这些信徒要怎样的去行为蒙神的喜悦。牧者需要许很多的这个智慧来这么做。
And we don't have to belabor here because we talk about this a lot of time.
我们不需要再强调，因为我们常常都提到这些。
And Paul described here, he said, if we go back to verse 12, he said, we ask you, brother, to respect those who labor among you and then those who have charge over you or over you in the Lord.
我们回到经文，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。
So over you is basically overseeing you. In the Greek is Proistemi, meaning standing in front of you, almost like leading you or direct in charge of you, or like a sergeant major in front of you and telling you what to do.
这里讲到的治理在希腊文里是 Proistemi, 这里就是讲站在大家面前带领大家，而且是教导大家应该怎么做的。
So the question is this, does the pastor or the shepherd has power over the members of the church?
所以问题就是牧者在带领这一个羊群或者是带领信徒的时候，他有没有权柄呢？
And if I want to do a survey, most people will say no. You look at the pastor, nobody expects the power, but the pastor have any power.
如果我做一个调查的话，我相信大部分的人都会不赞同牧者对信徒有权柄。
So the question is this, you want to do a survey, you want to get general opinion, or do you want to have the biblical answer?
不过问题是，我们要在这方面做调查，来看大众到底是有什么要求，或者我们要看圣经给的答案是什么呢
？And today's problem is most people have totally ignore what the Bible teaches about the role of a shepherd or a pastor. And the pastor himself was also afraid because if he upset the people, he lose his job, so he dare not exercise his power.
今天的问题就是有许多的人不愿意听从圣经的教训，牧者也担心如果是得罪了羊群的话，可能教会就会把他给辞退了，所以他会失去他的工作。
So today's pastor shepherd is very difficult to do that job. In fact, I see a lot of problem fulfilling God's command in this area.
今天有许多的牧者会发现要行出圣经的教训来好好的做他的工的话是非常难的。
We are very worldly in our approach, including bringing all the worldly value into the church and operate like the world.
我们在这个教会里头常常把这个属世的一些观点带入教会里。
We thought the pastor in the church is like CEO, so you basically you if he produce result, we hire him. If he don't result, we fire him.
我们就把这个牧者当成是这个好像是一间公司的这个总裁一样，如果他做得好的话，我们就留着他；他做得不好，我们就把他给辞掉。
Not only that, today's believers feel like.Affected by the Western individualism, meaning everybody is all their own kingdom. They don't care about what the others say.
今天我们也受到这个西方的影响，个人都是以自己的这以自己为中心，不管其他人做什么。
So also another issue is some of the brothers or some of the believers say, "Oh, the Bible say, New Testament believers are everyone is a priest, so we don't know anybody over us. Everyone is a priest, so everyone is equal. So why should I listen to you?"
也有人引用这个新约的教训，就是每个信徒都是祭司，这样的话，我们大家都是平等的，为什么要听你那一套？
So the question is, should we listen or should we not listen to the pastor? Should we obey him or not obey him?
所以问题是我们必须要，我们应不应该听从这个牧者的教导呢？
Should the pastor exercise authority in the church?
在教会里，牧师是不是有权柄的呢？
It is true, we are all equal created in the image of God.
的确的，我们在神的眼里，我们是以神的形象被造的，都是一样的。
But in God's plan, GodAppoint pastor, teachers, or shepherd. By the way, pastor is a Latin word, pastor. Shepherd is a Greek original word, meaning it's a shepherding. So pastor, shepherd, basically God appoint them and ask them to take charge of the sheep.
不过在教会里，神就立了这个牧者或者是牧师，为了是要带领这个信徒。
Are they equal? They are equal, but they have functional over the people.
他们是平等的吗？当然他们是平等的。不过在这个事务上，这个牧者就是要治理这个信徒的。
Same question we ask is the parents.And the children are they equal? They are equal, but the parents have authority over the children.
就好像父母与孩子一样，他们是平等的吗？的确，他们是平等的。不过父母亲却有这一个的权柄来带领孩子。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 4, chapter 5, verse 1 to 4, so Peter says, "So I exhort you elders among you, as a fellow elder with a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as the partaker of the glory that is going to be revealed." Verse 2, shepherd the flock of God that's among you, exercise oversight. There you are, you have this. He's asking the pastor to exerciseOversight.
在彼得前书第五章第一节，这里彼得写着说，我这做长老做基督受苦的见证， 同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们。这里所讲的管他们，
So it is the biblical teaching is that the pastor, the shepherd needs to have oversight over the sheep or the people or the believers.
所以圣经的教训就是牧者必须要管理这个信徒。
Certain denomination I have no issue of this, especially Presbyterian. Basically, it comes from the top, so nobody can question.
不同的宗派有着不同的这个做法，有一些宗派就好像这个长老会一样，他们是从上而下的，所以在这一方面的被管辖，他们完全没有意见。
But then they are Baptists. Baptists basically they go by democracy. You know, basically they select their own. So every 3 years they change their pastor. If they don't like them, they fire them and hire somebody else.
不过在这个浸信会里头，他们就是这个个人投票制。每3年他们会投票一次，如果是不高兴这个牧者，他们就把他辞掉，再请一个新的。
So they say the job of the shepherd is basically here to preach the word and counsel the people. You have no power.
他们会说这个牧者的工作就是来传道还有辅导，你没有权柄。
And my former church think the same way, so I argue with them. I said no, the word shepherd.The verb of the word shepherd actually happened, it appeared in Revelation 3 times. And 3 times, the translation used the word rule over them.
我之前的教会也就是有这样的看法，所以我与他们有着这个争执。我们回来看圣经的时候，我们会发现启示录有3段经文讲到这一个管辖，这个启示录3段经文讲到管辖，其实就是牧养的同一个字。
So Revelation chapter 2 verse 27, Jesus Christ described himself, he will rule them with a rod of iron. The word rule is shepherd.
启示录2:27，基督形容自己必用铁杖管辖他们。这里管辖的也辖管的原文其实就是牧者。
牧羊 is shepherding. So it's shepherding with a rod of iron. Of course, the translation rule is correct. It's just bring out the meaning.
所以这里其实是用这一个铁杖来牧养，也就是这个翻译成管辖是正确的。
Again, Revelation chapter 12 verse 5 says that you talk about Jesus. She will give birth. The Israel will give birth to the male child. The one who is going to rule all the nation with a rod of iron. Here we're talking about Jesus Christ.
启示录12:5，妇人生了一个男孩子，这里所指的是耶稣基督，是将来要用铁杖管辖万国的这个辖管原文作牧。
Again, the rule, the word is shepherd.
这个原文就是牧养的意思。
Again, Revelation chapter 19 verse 15, he said, from his mouth comes a sharp sword which will to strike down the nation, and he will rule them with rod of iron. Again, he's talking about Jesus Christ. The word rule is also shepherd.
启示录19:15，有利剑从他口中出来，这里，也是在指基督。可以击杀列国，他必用铁杖辖管他们，又是一次辖管原文作牧的意思。
So this is from grammatical, from grammatical or lexical understanding of the word.
这个就是从这个希腊文法那里来明白这个字的意思。
If we understand the cultural or historical cultural aspect, you know all those years.In Egyptian, when the Pharaoh died, in his tomb, he always engraved the shepherd of Egypt. Or Babylonian king, again, he said, the king of Babylon is the shepherd of Babylonian.
如果我们明白这个历史的背景也是相同的，在这个埃及，当埃及法老王离世的时候，他们会在他的这个墓碑上刻这一个字，这个是埃及的牧者。巴比伦的国也是一样，巴比伦的国王离世的时候，他们也是会在墓碑上刻着这个巴比伦的牧者，这个国王就是这个牧者。
So you see, the pastor, the shepherd has power. According to the Bible, yes, But according to today's church, no.
所以牧师是不是有权柄的呢？根据圣经，的确是有权柄的。不过，根据今天的教会是没有权柄的。
And today we see that in the church all the time.
我们今天在很多教会就看到这样的情况。
Even the church, we have to issue tell you how to be holy or tell you how to fight certain wrong teaching. And some people ignore you and they totally don't care.So the attitude itself tells me that you do not obey the Bible and you do not obey the pastor. What can you do? You just look at the Lord. Lord, please help me or I resign.
我们常常劝诫这个信徒，教训信徒有关这个假教师或者是假教训，警告信徒不要听。不过很多信徒都毫不完全不管我们的这个教训，所以基本上他们的做法就告诉我们，他根本就不会顺服在这个牧师的权柄底下。我们要怎么做呢？只能够举目注视主，祷告主。
So you see, the point is this: the pastor's job is to make sure that people, the sheep, the believers, come to understand full understanding. You know, his goal is to attain the unity of faith.
牧者他的目的就是要使这个信徒能够明白神的话，能够行出神的话，为的就是要同心合一。
If we know these verses, very familiar with this Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, and God gave apostle, prophet, evangelist, shepherd, and teachers to equate the same for the work of the ministry. Is you do the ministry, not me, okay? And for building up the body of Christ until we all attain the unity of the faith.
以弗所书第四章十一节到十四节，这里他所赐的，他是指神，有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。所以其实是你们必须做，不是我做。建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。
You know, a lot of people, a lot of churches don't care what you believe. As long as you come, put money in offering, that's fine.
有很多教会不管你们信什么，只要你来，而且有奉献就好了。
But this is not what God wants. The pastor's job is to make sure you believe the right doctrine. You must have right theology. And you understand why I go around and telling people, this is what do you believe? Do you see it? It's from the scripture. We are laboring hard to tell you, you must hold on to this. This is what L. Moller called lead by conviction.
这个就是我们常常在教导信徒必须要在这个信仰上要纯正，我们必须要明白圣经的教训，而且知道圣经教什么。要我们也要求这个信徒必须要跟从顺服圣经，这个我们都是常常这么的做。这个就是我们在带领方面是有着这个责任的。
And I understand everybody have their own take of things, but.When we explain the Bible only have one meaning. We have to submit to the biblical meaning.
我知道大家都有不同的看法，不过我们在教导圣经的时候，我们相信圣经只有一个解释，我们就必须要明白这个解释，要顺服在圣经底下。
And I know it takes time, so we give you a lot of times, but we keep.Guiding you, encourage you, go back to the Bible, look at the Bible, look at the understanding, go to Bible study. You know, I'm so glad yesterday we have this, our church prayer meeting, and we all see Moses' prayer, and we all are lifted up by the prayer.
我知道在这一方面需要很长的时间，所以我们不断的鼓励大家要好好的去读你的圣经，要好好的去听到，好好的明白。在这一方面，我们昨天来到一起在祷告会的时候看了这个摩西的祷告，我们也因着摩西的祷告大家都被建立了。
So we have to work hard to achieve unity in the faith. we must have one understanding of our theology, so, and we hold on very dearly this understanding.
所以我们在这一方面就是在真道上要同归于一，必须要下苦功，必须要好好的明白神的话。
And if we go back to verse 14 in this text, so that we will not be told, so that verse 14, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by wave and carried about by every winds of doctrine, by human cunning or by craftiness of deceitful scheme. So basically, it's like we're talking about theology here.
回到以弗所书第十四节，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。这里所讲的就是这个教会的信仰立场。
So you understand now why our church holds dearly our theology and how we look at the Bible and what is the right doctrine. And so church is the pillar and buttress of the truth.
所以你现在明白了为什么我们教会在这一方面就是讲到这个神学的立场，还有神学的教义非常的坚持，因为教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
So you see, this is what the pastor is doing.
这个就是牧者的工作。
Therefore, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, the writer of Hebrews say, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your soul, so that those who will have to give an account.
所以希伯来书第13章17节这里说，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为 他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。
So did the Bible say obey your leader? Yes.
所以这圣经有没有教导你必须要顺服你的带领人？有的。
Are they equal? Yes.
不过他们是与你平等的吗？是的。
But they are different functionally. They have a different role to play. When they play this role, you have to obey to them.
不过他们有着不同的工作，所以当他们做他们的工的时候，你就必须要顺服他们。
So pastor's job, first thing is laboring. Secondly, in Paul's description is laboring. Secondly, is overseeing. Thirdly, is admonishing.
所以首先这个牧者的工作是劳苦，第二是治理，最后是劝诫。And
the word new tattle basically counseling. We talk about this a lot of time. It's just preaching is public proclamation. Counseling is individual coaching.
这里劝诫的原文就是 nuteteo 的这个希腊文，也就是翻译成辅导。所以当我们讲这个传道的时候，这个是公开的，辅导就是这个在背后的工作。
So if the believers come to some issue of life, they want to follow the scripture, not sure, so he come to us, we open the scripture, we guide them, we show them, we pray with them. That's meant for counseling. That's how we coach them to obey the Bible.
当信徒不懂得在某些事上如何的做的时候，他们就会来找牧师，牧师就会在私底下与他们打开圣经，查考圣经，用圣经的话来辅导他们，教导他们应该如何行。
So here we have the pastor's job is LOA. That is from John Lim. It's a letter of appreciation.
所以我们在这里看到牧者的工作，我们就要对牧者有着这一个敬重的态度。
And if you do not know, every Saturday 6:58, our leadership is meeting here, and we go through the passage, we discuss the passage, and I have trouble come up with the title, and our dear brother John Lim said it's LOA, so it's letter of appreciation. So it's laboring, overseeing, and admonishing.
我们在教会的带领人每个星期六都会在7点之前来到教会一起来查考圣经。有些时候我在这方面绞尽脑汁还是想不到这个主题是什么，我们的长老就是智兴长老，他就帮助了我，给了我这个主题，给牧者的推荐信。
So you see, this is very important that we understand the scripture well. So let us look at the second point. The second point is very easy. Is God's expectation for the sheep. The first point is God's expectation for the shepherd. Second point is the God's expectation for the sheep.
所以我们要了解圣经的教导, 这个是非常重要的。 回到我们今天的这个, 标题, 神对牧者的要求, 这个是第一点。 第二点就是神对信徒的要求。
所以, sorry. God's expectation for the sheep. The first point is really come back to verse 12. Brother, respect. Respect. The second point is esteem. And the third point I'll talk later.
回到第12节, 神对信徒的要求, 首先是要敬重。
The word respect in the original is oida. Oida means to know. It's knowledge by experience. Oida meaning you must know, or I can translate, acknowledge or recognize or accept your leader.
在原文里这个敬重这个词, 希腊文就是oida, oida就是要认识, 或者是要承认你的牧者。
Ginosko is a knowledge also. Oida is knowledge through experience. So you must personally know the shepherd. Therefore, you know, when we look at the internet, we look at all these big authors, you do not know them. They also do not know you. But as a shepherd, you need to know them. You know their life, know their family, know their thinking, know their understanding of things. You accept them as your leader. That's why Paul is saying, respect those who labor among you. Try to know them. In fact, the word is not exactly know. Know in order to accept their leadership.
这个希腊字 oida 就是亲身体验的这个意思。 所以我们常常说，你在网上听那些很出名的传道人， 传道的确是好的， 不过你却不真正的亲身认识他们， 他们也不是亲身的认识你。 这个字 oida 就是你在这一方面必须要 亲身认识你的牧者， 也就是要认识他们， 承认他们的意思。
So as a believers in the church, what you need to know, you need to accept, you need to recognize and accept the leadership.
所以你在教会, 身为教会的一份子, 你必须要承认你的牧者, 必须要尊敬你的牧者。
And the second point is that you talk about verse 13, say, and to esteem them very highly in love.
第二点在这里是用爱心格外尊重他们。
And again the word esteem.
这里又是用到这个尊重。
Geomai. This basically is talking about knowing again, to think, to consider, to view with such a we view to see highly of them, so that in love, meaning not only intellectually but affectionally.
所以这里的希腊文是 hegeomai, hegeomai 的意思就是在这一方面必须要 就是翻译成用爱心格外尊重他们， 这个是必须要超越性的， 也是要有这情感性的。
So you realize that respect and esteem in the original has the meaning of thinking, use of mind, and impersonal approach. So you regard them highly. In your heart, you look at them highly and love them.
所以这里在希腊文里就是告诉我们，不只是在脑子，在我们的脑子里要这样的去思想，我们在心里，我们的爱心上也是必须要在这一方面来尊重我们的牧者。
So in the English word, it said respect and esteem. In fact, respect and esteem is actually quite the same, but they are different shade of the meaning. So I put it, acknowledge your leader and appreciate your leader, or recognize your leader and respect your leader.
这里所翻译成敬重或者是尊敬是相当非常的靠近的， 所以我在这里就用这个承认牧者还有敬重牧者来代表。
So here is talking about know your the leadership, accept them, they are your leader, obey them, and then highly regard their view and willing to respect them and love them. So here he's talking about love, esteem them very highly. In fact, beyond the boundary. So to love them, the word love is agape, is unconditionally.
所以这个 羊群或者是教会的一份子，必须在这一方面亲身的来认识你的牧者，并且承认你的牧者。敬重的牧者，这里是非常格外的，也就是超越性的。你必须要在这一方面非常的强烈的这么做。
And the last point is, in our text, it said, "Be at peace among yourself."
这里最后一点，你们也要彼此和睦。
And yourself referring to who? Many commentators argue that many views. But if you go on top and in context, it's talking about the leader and the sheep. So it's like be among yourself between the shepherd and the sheep. Basically, you know, sometimes shepherd has to do something, warning, telling you wrong, don't do this, this is sin, you will be punished. And sometimes you don't agree with them. So Paul is saying, at peace with them. I put it this way: be reasonable with them, be agreeable with them. In the sense that here we are talking about the peace between the shepherd and the sheep.
这里翻译，你们要彼此和睦，这个彼此是指着谁呢？如果我们看上下文，这里所讲的其实就是要与那一些带领的人，与牧者，你必这个信徒必须要与牧者和睦，而且要与他和平的相处。
So you see, this is what a believer should do. You should acknowledge your leader, you should appreciate your leader, and you should be agreeable with your leader.
所以神对信徒的要求就是信徒必须要承认你的牧者，你要敬重你的牧者，你也要顺从你的牧者，才能够与他们和睦相处。Of
course, not all leaders. In fact, no men are perfect.
当然，人不是完全的。That's
why we always have plurality of leadership, meaning leader just not one person, is a group of men that they will check each other, they will encourage each other, they will warn each other.
所以我们才会教导说，在教会里头的带领人，这个长老必须是众数的，这样的话，他们就能够彼此的劝诫，彼此的警告。
And in our GSS, in our class, we also talk about this. We don't practice democracy, but we have a democratic procedure. This is from our Jiping original. I must give them the credit. Give him the credit.
我们在这个恩道教会的这个神学课程也有提到说，我们不是在这方面我们没有投票制，不过我们是欢迎大家来找这个长老对话的。
So here we come back to our text. Go back to our text, chapter 5, verse 12 to 13. We, Paul, ask, brother, respect. Respect who? Your leader who labor among you, who are in charge of you in the Lord. In the Lord here is talking about, he has everything has done according to the scripture. And then to admonish you, respect, labor among you, in charge of you, and admonishing you. That is the pastor's job.
所以我们回到今天的经文，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们，劝诫你们的，在主里面，也就是说，这个是用这圣经，又因他们所做的功，用爱心格外尊重他们，你们也要彼此和睦。
And the believers, what should the believer do? Respect them, esteem them highly in love, and at peace with them.
所以 信徒应该做什么呢？信徒应该敬重你的牧者，或者是承认你的牧者。你要顺从你的牧者，与他们和睦相处。So
this text is very clear what the pastor should do and what the believers should do.
所以这一段经文很清楚地教导我们牧者的工作，还有这个信徒的责任是什么。So
it's very clear in these two verses, the question left behind is, are you willing to follow?
这两节经文非常清楚，所以问题就是你愿不愿意顺从。Shall
we pray together?
让我们一同祷告。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for saving us.
giving us salvation, bringing us out of darkness and sin and punishment.